If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Got a question, 206-803-ROCK. If you were on hold there, call back because we had to reset the phone lines, which we often do after the weekend.
Monday.
Good times.
By the way, we were talking about the fact none of us have actually seen a camel in person.
Yeah. Correct. Well, I haven't.
Okay, well, Port Defiance Zoo used to have a camel that you could ride around. I have pics as a kid in the early 80s on one at my mother's house. I also rode one in Greece. Don't hear much about Grecian camels.
No, you don't.
The Six Flags Marine Grecian camel. Yeah, that sounds like a sex move. The Six Flags Marine World in Vallejo, California used to have camel rides. Someone else says, on deployment, we went to a bazaar outside of base. Someone had their camel there. It was decorated and everything. It just stood there. I didn't think it was real, but it was. And then someone else says, I saw a camel in the woods in Okanagan when I was hunting. I was like, what the F? Apparently,
a camel in the woods.
It had escaped from a farm.
Oh.
But I understand his point.
But what is the practical intent? Like, why would you have a camel?
A camel farm?
Exactly. So, like, I understand.
Maybe
if you have alpaca, that makes sense to me. I guess, you know, you can.
Well, people eat camel meat. I know some people drink camel milk, but not a lot of people. I don't know. I don't know what your, if it's an investment, where you're really getting your money
back. Can I pull a plow? I mean, like, what is this thing doing?
I don't know. I never see a camel pulling a plow.
It can't be cheap to feed.
No.
So, in all, what is the practical application?
Well, what do camels eat?
I got a camel.
Can you not shave them down for their fur like a sheep?
I don't think so.
I guess you can. One of the pictures is on Google today. I couldn't know. Very, very hairy camel. So maybe they do shave them down. I don't know. But you never see them pulling plows. I don't know what they eat because every time I picture them, they're in the desert and it's all about water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing really to eat in the desert unless you eat sand. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. My camel knowledge is weak.
Random.
You know what?
Random,
it is. Random, and I'm glad to hear you admit it.
Yeah, hey man, it's been 56 years, bro.
Miles is always back in the office, being like, he doesn't know ass about camels.
I smoke camels for 10 years.
I know more than he does.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm like, you're right. Guy comes on, oh, he knows space. I know jack about camels.
I know nothing unless you got a space camel. I know more about space camels.
I know Joe Campbell.
You hung out with Joe Campbell.
Yeah, I sure did. Jay-Z?
Yeah, true. Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madam.
Oh, yeah. Raymond, welcome to the program and the random question. Okay, you can definitely answer this one.
Oh,
what,
shoot.
What did you do that everybody hated?
Oh, well, now you make me pick one.
Exactly. Well, or, you know, the best one.
Became an alcoholic, actually.
Well, yeah, people hate that.
Who hated it the most, your girlfriend?
Mom and dad, really.
Yeah, it starts with them.
Were you living with them at the time?
I was struggling since I was 12 years old. So
with booze?
It's just booze, weed, everything.
What introduced you to booze at 12 years old? I mean, we would all like sneak a sip from your dad's beer or something like that, but not full fledged drinking.
That's what started it. Was sneaking the drinks younger, and then I started liking the effects and just kept going.
And when did you stop? How old were you when you realized you had a problem?
13.
When I realized I had a problem, I was 16.
Yeah.
But I stopped. I went to Seattle Union Gospel Mission at 44 years old.
44.
Yep.
And when's the last time you had a drink?
It's been over 12 years.
And what was the detox or just convincing yourself that you don't need alcohol like?
It was terrible because I needed it to survive at that point. I was to the point where I had to have a beer when I woke up in the morning or I couldn't function. So
let me ask you this. Was it a one-shot deal or did you trip a couple times before you stuck to it?
And I've been probably 6 or 7 treatments.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be difficult.
Right. Yeah, but you keep going back and then, you know, and now it's been 12 years, so it's
now,
worth it.
Were you just not functional or were you a different person when you were drinking?
At first, I was functional, worked and everything, and then something flipped the switch. I turned into a different person, didn't want to work or anything like that. So,
are there times in your life that you don't remember?
Oh yeah.
I mean, did you get that
absolutely.
Far away? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I went to Florida before I went to treatment up here the week or the month before.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Was it like a last hurrah kind of thing?
It kind of was, because it ended up being more like a Bahama vacation in the sand and going to swim in the ocean and stuff.
Now, did you know you were going to go to rehab after Florida, or did it just work out that way?
I didn't know. I made it back, and as soon as I got back from rehab in Florida, I was drinking.
Oh, so that you went to rehab?
You went to rehab in Florida.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, just the sound of that says this is not going to work.
That's only
Florida
for
rehab.
That's only for people who drink Bush Light Tall Boys,
right?
Yeah. You know what? The final bill on that I seen was over 70 grand.
Did you pay it?
Damn.
Was that out of your pocket?
No, that was insurance paid.
Wow. Wow, man.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So insurance will pay for rehab.
Absolutely.
Huh.
What's the best thing about your sobriety?
I've got a good job now. My kids like me. My kids like me is the main thing.
That's all that matters.
Do you have more money in your pocket, I'm guessing?
Oh, all the time.
And how much
better do you look?
I still look skinny and funny looking, but, you know.
But a healthy, skinny, funny looking.
A healthy, skinny, funny looking. Yes, sir.
Do you feel better?
Oh, I do. Let me tell you, I am California sober, so.
Yeah, but still do. Right. Yeah, but you're talking about alcohol.
Right. Alcohol and weed are very different.
Totally
things.
Different things.
They are. Like I tell everybody, I looked at my 13 or 14 page police reports and never seen no marijuana charges, so I figured I was okay.
What are some of the charges you managed to collect during the days of drinking? Some of the crimes you got busted for?
Oh, let's see. I got a theft two, DUIs, numerous of them. Thankful that I never crashed or killed anybody, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the big one.
So, that is.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good one.
I mean.
Let me throw something else at you real quick.
All right.
I'm the guy that always calls from Klamath Falls, so.
Oh, no wonder.
Oh,
that's Ted's favorite place.
Ted loves Klamath Falls.
They tell him that story this weekend of those guys stealing our beer and then just drinking it in front of us. In your defense at Klamath Falls, somebody goes, you should have locked up the storage things. And I said, look, you are correct.
Yes.
I said, but just the fact they were just sitting there on those pickup trucks drinking it. Like,
yeah, look, like, what are you going to do?
No koozies, just drinking our Miller Lite. Like, where did you get 330s of Miller Lite?
Out of that RV right there.
Yep.
Klamath Falls, everyone's favorite.
The reason we asked, what did you do that everybody hated? They say internet bullying is as old as the internet itself. Just ask Ahmed Best. Now, chances are...
You know who that is, Mike?
I know the name. But
you defend what he's known for often. I am part of the reason he went through this.
Okay.
Chances are, if you know the name, it's only because he played Jar Jar Binks, possibly the most hated character in the history of the Star Wars franchise. Hate was so bad that when The Phantom Menace came out in 1999, he almost took his own life. Now, in the new Disney Plus series, Light and Magic, Best says, quote, I thought it was my fault. I was 26. What should have felt like the beginning of something quite wonderful felt like the end. So one night he found himself on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he didn't even remember how he got there. But he stepped onto the outside of the bridge and was leaning on one of the pillars. And he thought to himself, I'll show every single one of them what y'all did to me. I'm going to make every one of you feel what you did to me. Now, he was just about at the end of all this when a gust of wind blew at him and almost knocked him off the bridge. Instead of going with it, he actually held on and resisted and grabbed onto a pillar to keep from falling. He said, quote, I got happy that I was afraid. It meant that I wanted to live.
Okay, now look. It's not him. I have no animosity toward Ahmed Best. I don't. You're an actor. This is the role they gave you. Just because you play an infuriatingly stupid and unnecessary character in one of the better movie franchises ever, it's not your fault. You did what the director asked you to do. Now, that said, I have recently re-seen Phantom Menace, where he makes his debut. As my son, he rolled through all of the Star Wars movies. All right, I give me about 2 weeks. We watched every single one of them. So we did it chronologically. We started with episode one, The Phantom Menace, all right? And so my kid has always heard about Star Wars. He knows all the memes. He knows all the characters. Just never seen the movie, all right? So it's kind of cool when certain characters said certain things. He's like, oh, that's where that comes from. However, we put on Phantom Menace. I said, this is the first one in the story. Jar Jar Binks pops up, and in about 10 seconds, my son pauses it and just said, what is with this guy? Is he in the whole movie? I said, I have terrible news. This is not just a quick hit thing. We got to deal with this floppy brother for the rest of the movie and a little bit of the second one. And he almost didn't want to finish watching it. I said, listen, just put him out of your mind. He's like, I'm trying to put him on my mind, but they keep putting him on screen. Why does he have so many words to say? I said, look, I don't know. He's a horrible character. It was a stupid idea. Look, I don't like his dumbass, but just get through the movie.
I was talking to a guy in the bar. We both watch Andor. I'm like, is it me or is this season kind of suck? Anyway, we started talking about his version of the philosophy of Star Wars, which is, for the most part, even when Alec Guinness was playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, mm-hmm. he tried to do more of an American accent than he did typically, as far as how he spoke.
Right.
Okay? But the idea being like, with the exception of C-3PO or whatever, most English accents in Star Wars are evil characters.
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
And he said...
Because you sound more threatening when it has, like, except Darth Vader.
We were going through the formula, correct, which is James. We were going through the formula of Star Wars and how, like, you know which characters are going to be bad in Andor just based on...
He's like,
for example, all of the black characters in Star Wars have always been cool. And I'm like, well, what about Jar Jar Binks? And he's like, well, he's not black. And I'm like...
It was a black actor.
Yes, he is.
But
yes,
he's not
he
a black dude.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There's no way you can pass that off as anything other than a black character in Star Wars. I'm sorry.
He's not a black character.
Because I know.
But the black dude played him.
Correct.
And he had kind of a Caribbean accent.
Correct.
And he did everything you could to be black.
Correct.
But the black people, we're not claiming Jar Jar Binks. So like we got Lando, all right? And we'll take the new guy, whatever the hell his name was, Finn. Jar Jar,
Look at Barney. No. If Barney came out and goes, yo, what's up, kids?
Right.
You know, like.
Hey.
Right?
I love me some me.
Yeah.
I'm Barney.
Exactly.
I love me some me.
Is Barney white? I mean, what is Barney?
Yeah, Barney's white.
Well, he's purple.
He's got to be. He's got a nice.
No, Barney's not Barney's white. Dude.
He's
Barney's
white.
That's fine. We'll take Barney.
You love me.
I'd rather have Barney than Jar Jar Binks. Look, Barney, as much as I hated him, did bring joy to people. Jar Jar Binks brought joy to no one.
Grimace. Is Grimace white or black?
But again, he's purple.
I know that. I'm just saying, if you had to put it into a category. You follow what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Grimace fall.
He likes milkshakes. We know that.
Everybody likes
milkshakes. That's all we know. That's all we got on him. Right? I mean, there's other, like the Hamburglar, we know.
He's white.
He's a white guy who steals hamburgers.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's white. To steal hamburgers. If he stole rims, you'd be like, he's black.
Okay.
Right, seriously.
Grimace is supposed to be a milkshake.
He's a taste bud.
Yeah. Taste bud.
What if Ronald McDonald took his makeup off and he was black?
Surprise, mother!
Yeah, exactly. The McRib is back.
Yeah. Permanent, bitch.
We're going to keep it on the menu.
Goddamn right.
Worst sandwich you ever came up with.
I thought you were going to bring up Elmo.
Oh.
You hear what happened with Elmo?
Oh, yeah.
Elmo's white.
Elmo got out. See, no. Elmo actually is black.
Not what he was saying.
If you read
his Twitter account.
Fired Elmo is black.
Yeah, Fired Elmo's
fired
black.
Fired Elmo, the original Fired Elmo is black.
But his Twitter account says white. They am proud of it.
Maybe he can drop the N-bomb because it's back to Black Elmo.
That was with an ER, brother. I'm telling you right now.
To say, man.
The stuff Elmo was saying.
He was tweeting was with an A, so maybe he was using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it? I haven't read all of it. If you don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's okay for Elmo to use the slang if he's black.
If it really is the Black Elmo that we know to be, then he can drop that. He can drop
it. On Sunday, someone hacked into Elmo's Twitter account, and as you may have good, very anti-Semitic, very racist stuff. But again, it's bad what he's saying, but when you look at it, it's still just this fluffy little picture of Elmo. Just this happy guy. And I guess his Twitter account's all about positivity.
Oh, yeah. It's Elmo, dude.
Mm-hmm. Not for you.
Not for you minorities.
He's got a thought on everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he really was heavy on the anti-Semitic stuff.
I did not know that about Elmo. But according to his Twitter account, man, oh, man, he's got some Mel Gibson-level problems.
Cost him a job, man.
I know. If he were anyone other than Elmo, he's not working on the street.
Yeah.
If I posted what he posted, I'd be out of work.
Yeah.
But Elmo can.
I post that stuff all the time.
Oh, and Elmo was hacked.
And what does everyone say? Oh, someone hacked my account. We never believe them.
That's right.
But with Elmo, all of a sudden, we all believe, oh, somebody had that. We don't know.
He takes a Ambien, too?
Yeah. I mean, everyone, oh, I got hacked. That's why this horrible thing came out of my account. But with Elmo, we choose to believe him. I don't. I think Elmo got drunk.
Elmo got hacked.
Elmo sharing some feelings.
Elmo just got wasted at the bar.
I tell you what.
Somebody take Elmo's phone, man. He's going for it.
This is to you people.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
John, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go this one. Now, what would you say, John, is your favorite American accent?
Favorite American accent?
Yeah.
Well, for the ladies, I'd have to go with the Southern.
Okay.
It does change when it's a male versus female with the Southern accent.
Exactly. For the males, let's go stick with the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
How would you describe the accent?
Me too. Exactly what I was going to ask.
I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and in Tampa specifically. And there's a little bit of a Southern accent mixed in there, which makes sense based on its location, right? But so me and this fellow smoker, another lady out there, we just started chatting. And finally she goes, "Where are you from, honey?" I said, "I live in Seattle." She's like, "Oh, I thought I heard an accent." And then in my head, I'm like, what? What do I say?
What?
And look, I don't sound like her. So obviously, however I speak is an accent to her. But I'm trying to figure out, what is the Pacific Northwest accent? Because she definitely had a little Southern twang.
See, when we moved out here, I could recognize the California accent a little bit more because it's a higher pitch.
Yeah.
So it seems like the California surfer dude is not one of these guys.
No.
He's not like New Jersey. You know what I mean? Like that. You know,
you don't smoke enough.
You're going to like it. They sound like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're 140 pounds.
Hey, man. Hey, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like Jim Small.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, perfect example.
You know, I mean, pretty much. But so the reason we asked your favorite accent, they say most accents that Americans are attracted to are foreign because they feel exotic. But there are some regional ones people love here in the U.S. There's a new list of the most local regional accents that people like. And they say Southern Louisiana's Cajun accent was number one. Channing Tatum used it for Gambit and Deadpool. So
you know, it's not bad.
33% of people have a positive reaction.
And I watched that stale cracker guy. Hey, dude.
It's kind of funny.
Whatever. Yeah,
I guess it seems amusing.
Woo-wee. Who was that chef that used to come on people?
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy? Yeah,
I had the suspenders and always made a big pot of
crap.
Yeah. Oh, the Long Island accent, believe it or not, was number two. 28%.
Long Island.
Yes. Mississippi accent was number three.
What? I like the Southern accent, like he said, though, on women. It makes the guys seem dumb to me, and I know they're not all dumb.
But right, it's just the sound.
Fourth place was a tie between the Florida accent and the Pacific Northwest accent.
Which apparently this lady liked.
You're smoking section there. The Maine accent. 25%
That's like Boston, like the
it's thick.
But real thick.
Yeah. The Appalachian accent was number six. The Boston accent comes in at 23%. And the High Tider accent. What's the High Tider? Is that part of that area?
I don't know. I gotta look it up.
Tie between the Louisiana accent, New England accent, Staten Island accent. I guess is that different than the Long Island accent?
A little bit, yeah. Staten Island sounds a little more hardcore.
Then there's the Philly accent, which is a strange mixture of New Jersey and Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sandwiched in between, but
High Tider accent is dialect spoken on the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Okay. They say as far as the most attractive English-speaking celebrities, the three most attractive male voices are a British actor, Theo James, who was in The White Lotus, Hugh Laurie, and John Goodman. Others in the top 10 for guys, Bryan Cranston, Eddie Murphy, Eddie Murphy, Tim Curry, Austin Butler, Ryan Reynolds, and Tom Hiddleston. The three most attractive female voices, Emma Watson, Sophia Bush, and Kate Bush. A lot of Bushes.
Yeah, Bush sisters.
People like that.
A whole lot of Bush.
Others in the top 10, Jennifer Tilly, Ted. Emily Blunt, Scarlett Johansson, Natasha Lyonne, Taylor Swift, and Julie Andrews.
Natasha Lyonne, I cannot listen to her voice for long.
I love her.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
What is distinctive about it?
It's kind of that trashy Jersey-ish accent, but I don't necessarily know if she's
I think that's why I like her. She's always kind of sexy and trashy.
You think she's always plays like a trashy character. I disagree on the sexy part. I just do not find her trashy. Yeah,
Is that the girl with the eyes real far apart?
No, that's a flounderhead, halibut chick. What's her name, woman you like?
Anya
Taylor-Joy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one, if you saw her, you'd recognize her. She plays very good characters.
She was in Orange is the New Black. She's on that Peacock show. What's, I forget the name of it.
Poker Face.
Yeah. That's the one.
You don't think she's hot?
I don't.
I think she's nuts.
I would say she's probably definitely crazy.
She looks like 50% of the girls I grew up with in West Virginia, and they will with absolutely. The hair. You'll wake up and they're on top of you with a knife. At the
Well, you specifically.
Yeah. Well, anybody, any relationship, any breakup.
What do you think the sexiest accent is? Country doesn't matter, man. Yeah. I mean, like you hear Russian, I do not find it sexy. I truly do not. I do not find the Arabic accent sexy. I find the Spanish, not the Mexican, but the Spanish accent, kind of sexy.
Italian's pretty good.
Yeah, that's... Even the French accent, man.
But I'll be honest with you, there's something sexy to me about any kind of Latina with a, you know, Central America, Mexico, whatever. I'm just like, yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The category is the most stressed out cities and the most obese states.
I feel like I could do well on either of those.
The cities are the cities. What I did do is I took out a lot of the cities that were on the smaller end.
Yeah.
And just replaced them with basically everything in the top 50.
Okay, but just major cities.
Yeah, because they're like, for an example, a stressed out city would include something like Atlantic City, New Jersey.
No one's going to guess that, and
it is in fact a stressed out. So is Toledo, Ohio.
Right.
Those are the types. So around here, you would say Yakima, stressed out city.
I think Deb would say Klamath Falls.
Or Klamath Falls. But
I don't know. They seem unstressed. Seems like there's criminal activity.
They don't care.
Zero stress. They got no care in the world.
While we're waiting for our phones to reset again.
Also, I'm not trying to hammer Klamath Falls.
But
my buddy is a trial lawyer.
All right.
Something had happened in Klamath Falls. They needed this guy, the witness, to come up. Right? They search. They see this. They find this guy that I think it was a train accident, something. So the guy's like, I don't leave Klamath Falls. And they're like, we got to get you there. So they get a flight or a train, something, and they said the guy literally showed up like a cartoon hobo with like a stick or like with a bag of like a grocery bag with some clothes. It was like, I'm here for, you know, good for one night. They were like, you gotta go to the store. Like you can't walk in that t-shirt, whatever you're wearing. Like you need to put on a button-up shirt. And the guy was just like, I don't know, man, I'm from Klamath Falls. And then the other attorney, I guess, was kind of hammering this guy, which just doing their job. And he says this guy basically breaks down. They're like, well, how do you know this? How do you know that? And just screams, I've lived in Klamath Falls for 50 damn years.
Does that mean you just know things?
I don't know. Look, Miles, I'm not sure he was the best witness of all time.
But it's a witness they need.
Okay. Right, but you had to have him because he was the only person that saw the incident.
Right.
It just sounded like people there are different.
Yeah, it says if you show up with a hobo.
So this is basically, is this near Pendleton? Is this like Eastern Oregon? Is that
I don't know where Pendleton is. I can tell you this.
Like south of Walla Walla, Washington, like way out there.
Right, like we stopped there on the way back to Burning Man because you're basically over in the Oregon outback. And then Klamath Falls is like the first kind of town or city, I guess you kind of get.
Random. I've never been, but it sounds lovely. Do you think they even offer a postcard? Like, if you went to a convenience store there, do they have a postcard for Klamath Falls? Are you looking that up, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Look, I have another buddy, right? And Mike kind of knows him. He's a fan of the show. He moved down to a town near Klamath Falls.
All right.
To start running this restaurant and everything. And I said, the town he was in was so small. I said, did you get along with the other restaurant owners? And he goes, no, they're insane. I said, what do you mean? He goes, the one guy didn't do, like, you know, like the nicotine pouches?
Yeah.
He didn't put them in his lip. He said this guy would sit at his own bar and snort them.
Snorted nicotine pouches?
Right, like coke opened them in that little white. And I'm like, I don't even, like, I'm pretty sure they say don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, so it's south of Bend, essentially.
All right.
Wait, yeah.
Kind of near the California border.
Yeah, I mean,
southeastern Oregon.
Let's say, once you get out there, like, you leave Klamath Falls, and then it's literally, have you guys ever seen the Oregon Outback?
I'm not. Yep.
No. It is desolate.
Okay.
There is nothing. There's seriously. And there's signs that say it.
Well, it looks pretty. They're on a river. I mean, yeah.
Well, small towns in the middle of nowhere are often pretty and on rivers and railroad lines.
Yeah.
You know what we don't travel by anymore? Rivers and railroad lines.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? That's why they suck. Yeah. Right. Okay. Whoa. Sorry.
But I don't want to say anything bad about Klamath Falls. But you suck. Oh, the people are weird hobos.
So you should vacation there.
So. Yeah.
Who says that? Klamath Falls?
Yes, they do.
Of course.
They can stay at the travel lodge.
Is that the best?
They have a travel lodge. That's
I can believe
like,
that.
But it doesn't look, it looks like.
That ain't
a travel lodge.
You that's, invite someone to visit like, your town and that's what you put
that's
up.
That's a motel.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's a travel lodge.
I don't want to say any of the brand names, but that's a motel and that's what, yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason it starts with an M. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Mike, welcome to the program. Random question, question. Let's go with this one. Mike, what would you say has been your worst purchase? Your worst purchase
that you've ever made. You spent money on it and you regretted it.
Oh. There's a lot.
I mean, look, man, even if it's just you went to a restaurant, ordered something, and it's the worst freaking meal you ever ate, you know? It's not always the biggest thing in the world, but you go like, I cannot believe I just spent money.
I got two that come to mind. Got a 1987 Volkswagen Golf GT.
Is that the one where the pistons blew up?
That exploded on
yeah.
me. That was a bad one.
Actually, I got one related to that that I was just thinking of. 97 Jeep Grand Cherokee. It had the V8 motor. Went over to JBLM. Bought it for my kid's mom bought it for $750 for me. It was from a military guy. I was in the military at the time. And it ran and drove, but the speedo gear was out. So it would go up to 60 and max out. Night one, I dropped off the kid's mom and went, picked up a friend and his woman. Drove it over to Seattle for some nightclub that you could get into when you were under 21. Went, have fun. Next night, took it up into the mountain up near Crystal. Partied. Took it over there because it was snow season. Went and had fun in the snow. Blew the transfer case. Went up the same night in my 74 Ford F-100 to pick it up. And ended up stalling that out, so I had to call the kid's mom to use her truck, load four deep in that single cab Chevy 1500 Ooh. To go pick up the Jeep and tow it down, and parked it at Safeway, went up, got the Ford the next day, parked that right next to it, fixed the Ford, didn't bother to fix the Jeep, and I slept in the Jeep.
You slept in the Jeep?
The only thing good about it was that it had a heater. That was technically the house.
All right. Okay.
So that was the only thing that was good about it. I mean, it was a fun about literally almost barely more than 24 hours that I used that vehicle for actually running and driving purposes. Because after that, I mean, it was just for a heater.
Okay.
I literally pushed it over to the gas station to put gas, like, $10 in it to keep the heater going at one
See,
point.
See, look, before 2000s, cars traditionally, if you got over 100,000 miles, you're doing pretty well on any kind of vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
So when I was growing up, man, diesels did much better, but if you had a car that went over 100,000 miles,
yeah.
you were fortunate to have that car.
Yes.
Now anymore, I think that's standard fare for any car that's out
Absolutely.
There, without question.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'll tell you what's gone the other direction. And this is my terrible purchase. Appliances. I'm talking washers and dryers.
Yep.
I'm talking microwaves, refrigerators, ovens, all of that crap, dishwashers. I had to get a new... This is probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Worst purchase I've made lately was a refrigerator went bad and went to, I don't
Did
know...
Start home, doing drugs?
Home Depot.
It
yeah,
went bad.
Yeah.
Trying to stab me.
That's right. What the hell's the name of that brand? I can't remember. Oh, Samsung.
All right.
So I go to Home Depot, and I get a Samsung refrigerator.
I'll tell you right now, do not buy a Samsung
appliance. It's got this computer thing on the front of it.
I love their TVs.
I do, too.
Not the TVs.
That's kind of why I bought it.
Appliances.
That's why I bought it, because I thought, look, it's going to be as reliable as this television I've had, and it's the best TV I've got. Probably the best TV I've ever owned. So I thought, man, I'll just get this and a little screen on the front. I don't know why, so it can mess everything else up. And you know how you're supposed to put the... I guess you got like... Maybe it's a 6-month warranty if you mail the thing back in.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Should have.
I know.
Do it, man.
8-9 months go by, man, and that motherboard completely fried. That, which leaves me, from what I remember, the cost of replacing that motherboard was almost the cost of the refrigerator itself.
Right.
After they got done coming out, putting it in, taking the old one out, checking all the logistics on it. So I was like, the hell with this, man. But I honest to God, I had that. It might have been like a, $2,000, $1,800. I can't remember what a refrigerator cost back then. Either way, it was the biggest waste of money ever. And then the next one I got, I just like, I want nothing on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything.
Analog, man.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, I don't even want an ice maker. And they're like, it comes with an ice. I'm like, all right, that's crazy that I'm going to get. You know, that and water. That's it.
We went to Albert Lee. We redid the kitchen. So I'm like, all right, we're going to get the appliances that we want to get, right? You take out a loan, you do this crap. The biggest problem we have is that the entire house is electric, right? So now when we're looking at cooktops, they're all, they're kind of digital, or it's the, what do we have, the convection and all this kind of thing. And I'm like, man, I don't know about this. But the other thing we needed a downdraft, all right? Because we don't have a vent above it. We have a downdraft. Apparently, they do not make a lot of downdrafts anymore. But the guy goes, look, I got you covered.
It used to be like a gin air thing.
This kind of, But he goes, we have this downdraft, and you press this button, and it's one of those deals where it it comes up from the counter. So it, it looks cool when you do it. And I just said, man, I don't want that. He's like, why not? I said, because I'm old enough to know that the more, for that thing to come out of the counter means that a lot of gears and things are involved. So if one thing goes wrong, it just, it does not work, period. And I'm old enough to know that the more parts you put in something that does not need that many parts, the more likely it's going to go wrong, right? Try to make a decision and ask 18 people their opinion, or just make a decision for yourself. That's the way I see this, right? So that was absolutely my stance. And he goes, man, I don't know what to tell you. If you want a downdraft, this is basically all that is offered. I'm like, I don't know. So I'm trying to think of something else. Then he goes, hey, it has a lifetime warranty. I'm like, all right, okay. I'm right, good. I'm like, lifetime, right? He's like, it is lifetime. So, okay, because I just hate gears and gizmos. Because it's kind of like your motherboard. You know, it shorts out and kind of F's up everything else about your fridge. I just want a cold box.
I just remember growing up in a house, and we had the same refrigerator for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the same refrigerator, stove. Maybe we upgraded the microwave. What I'm saying is that I always knew those things to be the things that you very rarely replace.
Not anymore.
Unless you're redoing a kitchen or, you know, so whatever.
Getting like a washer or dryer or a new refrigerator seemed like it was a massive, massive deal.
Because it costs so much money.
Because you didn't have to do it.
I don't know if they make them worse now intentionally so that you buy them more often, but there's a refrigerator in our basement that's original to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Kenmore. It is 46 years old. And that thing works. I mean, it keeps everything super cold. The freezer is super cold. I'm like, this thing, I was 10 years old when this refrigerator was installed in this house, and it works better than anything that we have purchased since we've been there.
I bought new appliances a couple years ago. Within a month, the microwave blew up.
So was that new as well?
It was brand new. Then I had, and they came out, they replaced it. So, but since that point in time, okay, just like your smoke detector going off.
Yeah.
When the battery's low, this thing just beeps whenever it wants to. I mean,
what does it mean when it beeps?
Beep, beep. Beep. And I mean, it drives me up the wall.
But what does that mean?
Well, sometimes it means your food is ready. So I open the door and I close the door. I have turned it on. I have turned it off. I have unplugged it. I have plugged it back in. It'll go beep, beep, beep. It depends. Sometimes it's 3 beeps. Sometimes it's 2 beeps. Sometimes it's 1 beep. I guarantee you, my dad's coming into town tomorrow. And he did appliances his entire life. And when I come home tomorrow afternoon, he's going to say, do you know that your microwave won't stop beeping? And I'll say, yes. I said, is it driving you crazy too?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, yes. And typically what I do now is I just unplug the damn thing out of the top. It's like in a cabinet.
Right.
And then I plug it in when I want to use it. Because, again, it's brand new. It's what the hell is it? Frigidaire Professional.
Yeah, whatever.
professional my ass.
Trust me.
I don't use
you
my
don't have a professional thing in your home as far as cooking.
No,
like,
no.
Nobody
no. Right, I don't use my microwave very much. And a couple years ago, I moved into this place. Didn't have a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought, like, a cheap little one, I think at Target.
You'll have it forever.
It yeah, works fine, doesn't it?
Yeah, still works. Yeah. I mean, like, look, it sucks in the way that, like, the thing never stays on, like, when it rotates.
Is there a microwave where the plate stays on that thing?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a microwave on Earth where the plate stays on the little track?
But you're right. Other than that, it runs fine.
Yeah, I have a cheap-ass one in the basement. We got it. My daughter, when she, I don't know, 6 or 7. They were doing some project, all the little girls making something with melted chocolate.
All right.
Because otherwise, I don't want a microwave. And it's funny. The kids, other than microwave popcorn, they don't use the microwave. But I kind of like it because they learn a little bit of patience. The sense of, hey, I'm hungry. It's like, cool. It's at least a 15 to 20 minute wait. And they're used to it, so they don't give it a thought. And they go to the buddy's house, and it's like, hungry? All right, 35 seconds, here's your meal. And they find that kind of weird. I'm like, well, man, it's a microwave, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things like the warm-up. I'll use the microwave.
Warm-up or thaw something out.
Sometimes if I just want to melt cheese.
Sure.
Like, for instance, a couple weekends
just
ago.
Just want to melt cheese.
Well, a couple weekends ago, like, I just have a little grill, and I wasn't really thinking. I got inside. I was like, well, I kind of want cheese on these burgers. So I just, like, Burger King. I think Burger King does that, right?
Yeah, flame
broil.
Real quick, yeah.
I just zapped them real quick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I'm not cooking meals in there.
No. And it's nice because both of my kids are starting to pick up how to cook, which is great on many levels. Mostly, they can feed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Reason asked, what is your worst purchase? This is a bad purchase. Farmer in Oklahoma, he bought 2 water buffalo at a livestock auction this past Thursday.
All right.
Now, I believe these must be African water buffalo. Is this, I mean, if it's truly...
If it's a water buffalo, it's an African water buffalo.
Okay.
Well, there's Asian ones, too.
Are there?
Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay.
Only because I've gone blue in the face telling people buffalo are not indigenous to the United States. Those are bison. Buffalo are indigenous to Asia and Africa.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, police believe that Brad McMichael, 45, became trapped in the animal's enclosure while he was tending to them on Friday in a town called Jones, Oklahoma, which is 20 miles from Oklahoma City.
Actually, he's an Asian one.
It is an Asian one.
He is. Well, if you're going to have a domesticated water buffalo, I guess generally it's the Asian one.
All right. Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know that these were exactly domesticated.
No, they were not.
When I was reading the research about water buffalo,
I don't think you can.
You can, but they said the thing about the domesticated water buffalo, because a lot of them, they get bred more and more, they're very docile. Mm-hmm. They said these super aggressive ones, which is where this story goes, are the ones from the wild. But who knows?
So Chief Brian Farrington of the Jones Police Department says first responders were initially unable to reach the victim due to the aggressive behavior of the animals. Within one day, these two animals killed the guy at the bottom.
Hey, Mike, can you pull up what a water buffalo sounds like?
Farrington says one water buffalo was shot to allow first responders to reach McMichael, and the second one was also dispatched after it became increasingly agitated, posed a threat to the emergency personnel.
What do you think they did? Did they shoot it, or could you say, we shot one? The other one was dispatched. What did you do to the second water buffalo?
I don't know. Relative say McMichael had many years of experience handling livestock. Wasn't unusual for him to be around exotic animals. But he sustained multiple deep lacerations that proved to be fatal. Now, cattle farming says cattle farming is his thing. He's been here his whole life. He's done this his whole life. According to his ex-wife, Amy Smith. His girlfriend, Jennifer, told the local TV station that they were most likely going to sell them or find another way to utilize them, as livestock can be aggressive at any moment if they're stressed when they're in an auction environment. They're trapped.
Oh, new owners. Yeah, don't mess with that. Damn.
That's what all I can tell you is this. Being on that safari I went on in Africa, that was the problematic animal. You know, you could have an elephant walk right by and nobody blinked. You know, you'd be feet away from lions. If there was a herd of those things, even the guides got freaked out. Like, no, 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 no. We have to go around. Rhinos, no worries. Walk right around.
When I read about them today, they said, look, man, these things will attack anything. They are not scared of anything. So they said even their predators, lions, something they see the lion, you know, like zebras are going to take off running. Other things try to hide. They're like, when they spot a lion, it goes after the lion.
Okay, for example.
Like, it will charge the lion down.
If it's, as soon as it sees everything, it's amazing. They run in a pack, probably like 30, in a what looks to be a semicircle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they have the ute. Now, the ute are on the outside,
On the outside of the semicircle?
They're effing around doing whatever they do.
Oh, right, right.
And as soon as they see you, it's almost like they all evaporate to the inside. And then all of those cattle spread out 360 looking in all directions for threats.
Yeah.
They're not even facing one direction. They've got this thing circled. I mean, the entire, whatever's around them.
They're ready to fight, man.
They got the kids in the middle, and it's like a giant sun of them all looking out. Like, all right, where's it coming from? What is it? What's the threat? And then they go after it, and they stomp the living hell out of it.
Because we'll go kill it. You just point. It's like 1-800-JUNK by Water Buffalo. You tell us where the threat is. We'll go over there and make it disappear.
Yeah. And they kill more people. And they are responsible for more deaths by animal in Africa than any other than a mosquito or some crap like that. Mm-hmm. That's they're it. I mean, and it's weird because, you know, I don't know. They're just standing in the field. They look like cows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like a wildebeest looks much more intimidating than these guys. I mean, a wildebeest kind of looks badass.
Again, I'm just saying, like, it is kind of like a big cow or a buffalo bison, but it's an angry one.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to humans again. Like, sometimes you just, I don't know, you just look at a dude and you're just like, that guy's angry about something. I ain't going over there.
They also swing their heads and use their horns.
Yeah.
Side to side.
If I had horns, I would too.
Yeah. I'd be stabbing people all the time.
Well, damn,
Dave. You think Texas like Longhorn steer people and kill, stab people?
He tried to do it to Ugga.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bevo did.
Did he for real?
Okay. Yeah. He puts his head down.
Who's Ugga?
The Bulldog from Georgia, UGA. Uh-oh. He's Ugga.
Okay.
There was a national championship game.
That makes sense.
Or like a big game, and they had Bevo inside, and then somebody's like, oh, we should take Ugga over there and have him talk to him.
Why would they think that's a good idea?
Thrill, I've been asking that for years.
Seriously.
Because this happened a few years ago. But obviously, the Texas Longhorn, who's a big giant animal.
That's a huge animal.
Doesn't have a lot of interactions with bulldogs. And I mean, his handlers are kind of holding him. But when he goes after Ugga, there's a split second where you're like, oh yeah, there you go. Where you're like,
look out.
He's going to get him.
Oh. Yeah, bad idea, man.
That's a big cow.
Jesus.
I think the only idea I've heard that's dumber than that, I believe it was, the Washington Nationals earlier this year. We're going to do fireworks tonight. And it's the same night as Bark in the Park. So you brought your dogs, and they lit off fireworks. What do you think?
Why's he got an S on his ass?
Well, he's a steer. You got to brand him.
Oh, makes sense.
In case he gets loose, you don't want somebody rustling Bevo.
Jesus.
That's a big answer.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up your categories, the most stressed out cities and the most obese states. And we've got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.